Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Becca Begno. She's here to talk about the Healing Arts Collective and a special Healing Arts gathering that will take place this Sunday, October 14th at Vermilionville. I'd like to start off, before we talk specifically about this gathering, talk about the Healing Arts Collective, Becca, and how you got the idea to put it together and what you've been doing with that collective.
Well, I've been doing it for a long time, let's say over 20 years, but I'm not good with time. And it was my intention for people who are interested in healing or who did healing locally that we could get together and support each other, have some sense of community, learn what other people here do, because it's my sense that we have people from here that have as much giftedness and creative gifts in this area as any place else. I think anybody can do healing. So that's what I did. And then it kind of got big from my home. So I've been lately having them at the public library because it's free. There's no charge. I've had them at other venues, but this particular one will be at Vermilionville. And it's interesting. If a healer is passing through town, we do let people. We're not exclusive and don't let any company join us. But it's basically about us getting to know who we are.
Well, for those people who, we understand what the word healing means, but they may not completely understand all of the different kinds of healers that you include and hope to include in the collective. Can you just give us a broad sense of who you mean when you say healers?
Well, I guess, you know, essentially, I mean, like for us, we call a tretar a local healer, a faith healer. And all cultures have their version of that. But there's also a lot of people here who have been trained in something called healing touch, which is healing, a way of healing or a modality of healing that nurses put out in order to educate and honor healership. There's something called Reiki. There's something called awakenings. There's something called trauma first aid. And these are different ways of doing spiritual healing, energy work, hands-on healing. And sometimes if you're not familiar with the way, you tend to think, oh, well, that can't be too good. But if you're familiar and you trust the person, then you can maybe understand. So
so you're really hoping to include anyone who has a desire to work in these fields. It could be professional medical field, more traditional medical field.
Exactly.
Or some of these other alternative medical fields that you're talking about.
Exactly.
They're all included in your collective. Well, you've been doing a variety of different types of gatherings, as yet in different places. This time, it seems quite special. It's at Vermilionville, but you're also including some interesting performers with the collective.
So let me tell you how this began, and it ended up being what it is. I don't know how long ago, but I and 40 women in Louisiana were included in a book by Aubrey Edwards, and she called it Stewards. Okay. And so she took a photograph of all of us, and she got a little story from all of us, basically our own, how we do this or how we came to this. She published a book. So I had invited her and the members, the people who collaborated with her, but she wasn't able to come. She says, I can't make it, so why don't you make it something else? And so I'm hoping some of them can come, even though she can't. And then I'm also hoping that other people, I know one guy from France is coming in. I have a healer friend who's coming in from another state. We just can kind of see each other and understand this is not hidden anymore.
Also, it seems to have a, I guess you're including the arts in this gathering as well. There are healers, but you're including your CD that you created, and there will be a poet, and it sounds like some musicians as well. So how did you come up with the idea? I know this is, some of these people included were involved in this book on the stewards, but Why did you want to gather the poets and the musicians this time?
Because I have a real broad vision or understanding of healing. Okay, and it's like cooking is a science, but cooking is an art. You know, you have to have a certain number of ingredients, a certain amount of time. But there's another aspect that just comes from some special giftedness. So it's my concept that art is healing. Although we think of art as a secular and not necessarily with a specific culture, you know, you're inspired in whatever inspires you, whatever your art form is, you know, singing, drawing, painting, music, blah. So who inspires you? You know, artists call it a muse, but someone from a church might call it the Holy Spirit, and someone from a culture might call it Great Spirit or Universal Life Force. I believe that it's the same thing that we give our own specific names to, that's inspiring us.
And obviously art does inspire us. And the people you've chosen to be involved in this gathering have inspired many of us in this community. Daryl Bork is a poet and was the State Poet Laureate a while back. Why did you choose him in particular?
Because in 1989, I had cancer and I was in his class. And I took creative writing, and it helped me. And we've just been friends ever since. I had no idea that I would ever understand how much that helped me until it was later, like in retrospect. And he's a friend, but he also has a way of sharing everything he experiences as a poet and an artist. And it's about us, but it's also bigger than us. I don't know, it just made sense. Of course, he said, yes, I'll come. So there's an organic connection, if you would.
Well, that's a lovely organic and personal connection.
Exactly.
If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Healing Arts Gathering that will be held this Sunday at Vermilionville in their performance center, 10:30 in the morning until 12 noon. My guest, Becca Begno, has created this Healing Arts Collective, and they are putting on the gathering this Sunday. Daryl Bork will be reading some of his poetry for the gathering. You will also be presenting some excerpts from a CD that you have created. Tell us about that.
Well, in 1995, I did a CD called Le Cadeau, which means the gift. And I never did anything with it because it was kind of, there's some prayer in it and there's some storytelling in it and there's some music and the Our Father and the Hail Mary in French and English. And it's just kind of like, for me, it's something that is a big part of our culture, but when people come here, who talks about that? So the first song that came to me was about my grandpa, so I wrote that song. And then I have a friend who invited me to sing it as part of her ballet company, and Jono Frischberg was also part of that. So Jono and I have been doing music together since 95 and before, and so we did this work with the Renversé Ballet Company out of New Orleans. And so, but I never did anything with it until then. So he and I, one of his songs also, she added to be before and after my grandfather's song, like maybe my grandfather was just a person, not my perspective as a grandpa, but bigger than that. So we go back, and John Oak, he's just a great musician. We've also played in little bands together.
He will be there on Sunday.
He will be there on Sunday.
All right. You will be playing excerpts from the CD so people can enjoy that and experience the CD. Mm-hmm. And obviously, musician Jono will be there. Are there other musicians who will perform?
Yes. Marty Christian is good. I've asked him to just do one of his songs. I don't know if you know Marty Christian, but he plays acoustic guitar. And when he came here, he and I worked together at the Blue Moon. When it was like a hostel, and we were doing the make the beds and clean the place and get guests in. Well, he's become an incredible blues musician, but he teaches French. I mean, you know, Jono is now the itinerant music teacher or professor, if you would, in St. Martin Parish. And now Marty is a French teacher. He teaches French. I'm like, he became us. And I think all music heals because it makes you feel, whether you get the blues or you get happy. And so I've asked Marty to join us for that reason.
Well, that sounds like an amazing collection of artists, both visual artists, poets, musicians. And your CD, will people be able to acquire it?
The last time I went, when I spoke about having this event there, I brought CDs. I think there will be some in the gift shop. I'll try to make sure they have a stock. And the other person, Jason Harrington, is going to be with us. He's an incredible recording. I don't know all that he does, but he's going to be helping me because we're going to do another CD. And so he's just supporting the whole thing and kind of get a picture of what the next project is going to be. So he's going to also be there. And then Ray Brosser. I don't know.
Tell us about Ray. I know a number of people in our audience do know some of his work. He is a professor here at UL.
Exactly. He's a professor of anthropology. And he is, I don't know specifically, he's the liaison between the university and Vermilionville.
I think he had a large part in the Healing Garden.
Exactly. And so he was my professor of anthropology, so he has a lot of knowledge. So if I say anything that's wrong, he will correct me or anything that needs clarity because, you know, he has lots of years of experience and scholarship.
A scholarship on, I think, folk healing traditions in South Louisiana. I think a number of his students have gone on to research and to do further studies in the plants and methods of healing.
Right, because people are interested and there's a need. And back in the day when we were the New World and people from Europe were coming, we were the rainforest. We were. And those plants that existed here still exist. So there's something about looking at that for current use. There's a whole lot. There's just a whole lot. And
You all take a tour of the Healing Garden? Can people go and look at the Healing Garden when they attend the workshop?
They can always go before and after because that's always available. And Ray might want to give a tour. The Healing Gardens was something that I had received a thesis, and I gave it to Ray because I didn't know what to do with it. And the thesis was written in 1933, and it was about, you know, like a 500 ways of healing from St. Martin Parish. And it had a list of plants that they used. So he spoke with Bill Fontenot and the master gardeners at the time. And like, wow.
They created a garden. And it's seasonal, too. They have different plants throughout the year.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a real thing. This is not hypothetical or just you can go see. And you can learn and you can know what grows here because the plants that were in France, that were in Canada, and that were here were not all the same.
Mm-hmm. And I think they have a lovely booklet that accompanies the Healing Garden that you can get at Vermilionville.
Yes, it lists all the plants and it gives their botanical name and the common name and what we call it, which might have nothing to do with either of those two names in French, local French.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lovely connection at Vermilionville, and it's really nice that you're having this healing arts gathering there, and people, of course, can go view the Healing Garden and perhaps get the little booklet as well. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Becca Begno. She is the founder of the Healing Arts Collective, and they are having a healing arts gathering this coming Sunday, October 14th. It will be in Vermilionville's Performance Center. It starts at 10:30. Mm-hmm. People can just show up, or do they have to register online?
No, they can just show up, and there is no admission. We are going to be in the Performance Center before all the music starts later on. So basically, we'll have an hour and a half to be able to, instead of saving the questions for last, I'm hoping it can be interactive. And then when it's over, because then there's other things that happen. But I'm real excited. You never know who's going to show up. And I would also like to invite local healers because we don't know each other. How do we know?
All right. So any kind of healing, though.
Exactly.
Nurses, doctors, traiteurs, anyone involved in the art of healing in our community.
Yeah, thank you.
Should somebody want to know more about the Healing Arts Collective, do you have a web presence, Facebook, website?
I have a website, but mm-hmm. I need to, like, redo it, and I don't really have a lot of interactive time mm-hmm. and kind of neither does Ray. Like he knows so much, but he's always busy. So if there is I do have that, and if you ask a question, eventually I'll do what I can to come around. I don't perceive of myself as being an authority, mm-hmm. but I know people who know more than me, and that's always good.
That is always good. But you do send out messages, I believe, on Facebook. And
yes, I do.
Okay, so people can hear about the Healing Arts Collective. Yes. Through social media.
I have a page, but I really don't know what to do with it. So if someone is technically more savvy than I would like help to make that be more interactive, but it exists. Uh-huh. I just know how to put invitations.
Okay, the call has gone out to heal Becca Begno's social media skills. Well, thank you so much, Becca, for being dedicated to the healing arts in our community and creating these opportunities for us to learn more about those who do heal and opportunities for healing. The next one will be this Sunday, October 14th, 10:30 in the morning at Vermilionville, and all are invited. Thanks so much, Becca.
Thank you.